Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of Ghosts to Show You, Bonus Ghost. I'm Emily, and unfortunately, Lillian isn't in this episode because I'm still out in California. But never fear, she'll be back next episode. In the meantime, please enjoy this spooky interview with my old friend, Laurel. Recording you now.
Oh, it is?
Yeah,
is it?
I started.
Coming along?
Okay. Yeah, it's coming along.
Okay.
I don't know. It's something I'm trying. It's just like starting to talk and then hitting record then, when nobody knows.
Which is good.
So you're just eased into it.
Yeah, I like that style.
So welcome to Ghosts to Show You. I'm currently sitting in a rental car somewhere outside of some meow wolf or something, some club, with my good friend, Laurel Stearns.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great.
We're actually sitting outside of Max Senate, which is definitely haunted.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you'll fantastic.
Feel it. Yeah, this is old Hollywood. The oldest Hollywood, actually. This is where all of the early silent films and all that stuff started.
Mm-hmm.
So who, I mean, Mary Pickford might be like hopping around. I don't know.
Just hopping?
Just hopping around. Isn't that what ghosts do?
I don't, you know, I've never seen one, so I'm not sure.
Hop, float.
Yeah, I think they kind of hop. It looks like they're floating because you catch them when they've just jumped in the air.
Right. Scaring the heck out of us.
Interesting.
This man is taking a leak right there.
Oh, nice. So.
Might be peeing on the coast.
Yeah, I mean, you'd be surprised how often that happens. People don't know.
They don't even know.
I love he's got his buddy there because, again, dear listener, we're just sitting in the car outside of a club, and I said, hey, can I record you? I'm going to lock the doors real quick.
Yes.
Can I record you for the podcast?
Oh, man.
You know, on the way to this party that we're
don't
going
look.
To. But looks like a father and son.
Great. Raising them right.
You know, men don't understand how good they have it.
They don't.
If only I could just pee on the side of a building.
I know.
I mean,
you
without
can,
taking
but...
my whole... I used to pee outside all the time. I would get drunk and I would, like, just pull down
squat.
My pants and squat against a car.
Totally. I was there.
Yeah.
Not with you, but...
Oh, honestly, if you told me that you had been with me when I did that once, I'd be like, yeah,
that sounds right.
About right. I probably did do it, because I would do it again if
necessity.
I had to.
Nature calls. This is what happened a long time ago. We're just keeping that real.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, we are old friends. And not that long ago, but maybe in a couple of years ago, at some point you told me this amazing ghost story that you have that I love for so many reasons. I'm excited to finally get you on the show telling me about it. But first, can you tell me what, if any, is your history with the paranormal or, you know, your relationship to the paranormal?
I guess, you know, as being a sensitive person, I used to think maybe that was just emotional, but it's not. There's a feeling you get when you walk into spaces that have, you know, a history and are inhibited. You feel it, and it's like an atmosphere that I guess, you know, if you want to put words on it, it just feels occupied. There's a, you know, it's not just me walking
right.
in. Like, I would be inhabiting the room. But they're just, it feels like when you walk into a place and it's already got this other energy. And it has always struck me as, I'm not afraid of it. It doesn't scare me. It actually feels, sometimes it feels comforting. I mean, there are definitely times where I'm like, oh, this is not so great. But for the most part, I haven't really... felt malice in these situations.
That's fortunate.
Yeah, I've been really lucky, I think, in these environments that have had, like, the inhabitation. So.
Yeah. So that happens to you with some frequency, that you'll enter a space and you'll feel something.
Definitely. And I love being in old buildings. Yeah. So whenever I can like choose a hotel that's an older building,
totally. Or
the choice is there. Like, yeah. I'm making the choice to put myself in that position. So I would say the frequency is manipulated by myself,
right,
and my
right,
choices.
Right.
So yes, I love being in that environment. It just feels, I don't know, it's beyond analog. It's really, it's just another world.
Yeah.
I want to bring it in.
Cool.
Yeah, definitely.
And so, you think this space we're about to enter.
For sure.
Wow.
Yeah, you'll feel it.
Love that.
I'm sure there was some like crazy drunken things from the past. And back then, I wasn't like opium and cocaine. Ooh. And all that stuff was like legal, people just getting wild and probably OTing, and
yeah,
you know, there's those early set moments were, I think they were pretty wild. Like, people went pretty ham,
sure,
back in the day.
This
so
motherfucker hits me, I swear to God.
Gonna hit your car. God. So yeah, I believe that a lot of the ghosts and they were really, no pun intended, but spirited environments, because people were acting.
Right.
They needed to get their points across.
Oh,
and
yes.
If it was silent, I mean, even more so.
Oh,
so,
God. So we're talking about actor ghosts.
Acting
Jesus
ghosts.
Christ.
Oh, yeah. Director ghosts.
Ugh,
you know.
They're going to be extra.
Super extra. Yep. That's true. So, yeah, we are. Are you just checking them out? He's going to pee on your car.
Yeah, we're in a fishbowl.
and
tell us on record, did you already mention what this building is?
Oh, yeah, Max Sennett.
And what is that again?
It's an old Hollywood film studio. One of the oldest.
So cool.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going into like, it's legendary. Hal Roach, like Disney, all these people that founded the sort of, you know, Hollywood was built on creativity and mysticism. Mm-hmm. Those were the two principles of like what made the city tick. There was agriculture, of course, but we are not really a part of the agriculture world. But
yeah,
the real base of Hollywood, mysticism and creativity. So directors and
two of my favorite things,
you know, Yogananda bringing like self-realization here in the 20s and
yeah.
You know,
and then
Manly
came the
P. Hall.
Serial killers and the cults.
All of it. It all came here. We're just, you know, we're this really vibrant community.
Yeah.
So, of course, you're going to have vibrant ghosts left behind.
Hey, fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay, so you want to tell us your ghost story?
I would love to.
Oh, okay.
So, let's
set the scene, where you are, how old you are.
Absolutely. I was in my 30s. And I was living on Fairfax and Melrose in a fourplex, so four units, probably like a 1920s building. I lived upstairs in one of the units, and all the four of them were occupied, and I knew all my neighbors, and they were all really nice, spirited people, definitely. And I lived with a roommate, and, you know, I'm always out hanging out. She was out, like, just partying, doing whatever, doing our jobs. Like, you know, I was an A&R person back then. So constantly just, like, coming home all hours. And my roommate did not have a boyfriend. So, you know, there could be any freedom moments happening.
Freedom moments.
Yeah.
She was a
different
slut.
Partners.
I'm just kidding. She occasionally had gentleman callers.
Yes.
You occasionally ran into some gentleman callers.
Exactly. So one night I woke up, it was really late. It was probably like 3 a.m., something like that. It was the wee hours of the morning. And I'm walking down the hall. So our apartment was really long, and there was my bedroom and then her bedroom and then the bathroom down like a long kind of, you know, kind of railway type hallway. So I'm walking out, and I'm tired, but I'm coherent, and I see a guy in the hallway, and I was just like, okay, this is a weird choice. He looked like he was from I don't know, like Green Acres, like full on overalls. Like, yeah. I'm like, where's your pitchfork? Like, you know, just this crazy looking guy.
Like American Gothic.
Yeah, straight up. Harry Cruz, like that vibe. So I go to the bathroom. I'm just thinking like, wow, Natasha's got really weird taste. Like, come back, go to sleep. Didn't think anything
Did
of
you
it.
Did you pass him in the hallway? Or
yeah,
just,
yeah, I passed him. Right. So I was, the bathroom was on the left and he was on the right. And I looked at him.
And he was just standing there.
Just standing there.
Oh my God, that's so scary.
And I was like, okay. But this is like, I just kind of accept things until like more is revealed. I was like, all right, dude's just, I don't know, gentleman caller.
You didn't have like little signals going off in your brain being like, this weird man is just standing there and not moving.
I did.
Didn't say hi.
I did, but at the same time, I was like, I'm way too tired, can't deal. And at that point in time, like being that age and like, you know, just anything could go down.
Sure.
I mean, he could be on a bunch of drugs, just tripping in the hallway.
Right.
Like, there could be many reasons for him to behave like that.
Yeah, they were just crazy times back
crazy
in...
Crazy times.
What was it, the aughts? Early
aughts? The early aughts. Yeah. So, early aughts, party time. And I was just like, wow, okay, this is like... I might have even been 29. I was younger. And I was just like, all right, you're just doing your thing. I got to go do my thing. I'm going to head back to my bed. And now you're not there. He wasn't there when I got
right,
out.
Right.
So I was like, So I go to sleep. Didn't think anything of it. A couple of days later, I see Bill, my downstairs neighbor. Bill was like, you know, speaking of high-spirited, super high-spirited, gay guy, always like, I could hear him like role playing with dudes in his bedroom, like, you be Darla, I be Spanky, you know,
wow.
Like little rascal. He was a crazy wild guy.
Okay.
Super funny. You know, he had like this, like, I don't know, he had this one room that was all painted black in his house that I was like, is this like the bondage room? Like, what is this room? You know what I mean? But
yeah,
I could
he's
hear.
Like, you don't ask about the black room.
No, we don't talk about the black room. So I could hear him a lot. I knew that he had like a lot of fun times down there. And so I finally, like, I see him one day, this is a few days later, and he's moving out. And I was like, Bill, like, what's up? You're moving out. You've been here so long. He's like, I've finally had it. And I'm like, had what? I thought you were happy here. You always sound happy. And I can hear you.
So, by the way.
Yeah. And lots of pleasure. So I was like, what's going to happen? Where are you going? And he's like, I'm not sure. Like, I'm just moving out. I've really had it with this apartment. And I'm like, I don't understand. What do you mean by that? And he was like, well, it's completely haunted. And I'm like, by what? And what are you experiencing? And he's like, almost on a regular basis, I have my sheets ripped off of me at night. Like, regularly. I'll be sleeping soundly. Went to bed, no problems, just like a normal night. And then in the middle of the night, my sheets will get ripped off me. And I was like, really? I'm like, have you seen this? Like, what is it? Like, have you ever like experienced like a visual? And he's like, oh yeah, it's this crazy looking guy who looks like he's like from Green Acres or something in overalls, just standing at the end of the bed. And I was like, oh my God, I saw that guy in our apartment. And at that moment, I was like, I've actually seen a ghost.
Wow.
For real. Because we had never talked about this. Obviously, this was not someone my roommate was sleeping with. And I was blown away. I was like, I've actually seen a ghost for the first time in my life.
Yeah.
I've had feelings. I've had vibes. There's been things like cold spots, like, you know, that air of whatever, something else in the room. This was a visual.
Yeah.
I was like, this is a real visual. He identified the same thing I saw, and we did not confer on that.
Yeah, right. So. No, that's crazy. And it's just so funny to me that you just, like, walked by. You weren't scared. You were just like, this is a weird dude that's sleeping with my roommate. Like, I can't be bothered.
Basically.
And I just imagine the ghost being like, nothing?
No, like, ah!
Yeah.
Nope.
I also love... I mean, I also find it funny the idea that, like, this man who's living downstairs, is regularly having his sheets ripped off. So I'm sure the first time he's like, this is really scary. Or maybe even the first, you know, first three times, let's say. And then the fourth time you're like, all right, dude, like, I get it.
He's over it.
Yeah.
This ghost is losing out.
Like, why don't you
not effective.
Find a new thing? Like, please. Right. It's like, really, again, bro? Again?
Yeah,
you pulled
happening.
Him off again? Okay.
Well, and this to conclude the haunted aspect of this, besides the fact that I had an actual visual and it was confirmed, I had asked the owner of the building, my landlord, who I was, you know, paying rent to, I said, you know, have you ever had like a death in this building? It was his family's building. He's like, yeah, actually my mom and dad both died in this building.
Oof.
And I was like, oh, okay. So is this the father? Like, I mean, is that, you know, he didn't really go into that because it's probably not good for his rental, like,
right.
situation. Like, yeah, I totally have haunted, my dad's haunting this place.
Yeah, oh, he did by not, the way.
He's everywhere, all the time.
Yeah.
In your bedroom, pulling your sheets down.
but
so,
if you need to change the sheets, yeah, he's there.
He's the guy.
Pull them right off for you.
So I was like, oh my God. Okay, so people have died in here. And that confirmed
check,
that part.
Check.
Yep, death happening. And, you know, I remember someone telling me they were, like, fixing the wall and they were, like, taking out the drywall and there's, like, stuff hidden in the wall. You know,
whoa.
Just, like, lots of, like, interesting.
Like, dude, is your dad buried under the
in
building?
In the wall.
Like,
because, you know, we've also had to fumigate a couple times, too. Ew. You know, just, like. It was a fine building, but it was definitely, it had a personality.
It had a person.
It had a lot of persons.
It just had a person.
Yeah.
Shit. I love that story. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that you sat outside in my car.
Yeah, this is a perfect moment before we go into this next haunted
before we
space.
Go into a haunted party. Haunted
we might
party
have
space.
More stories on the way out.
Yeah. That'll. I mean, listener, we will follow up with you if anything happens.
Absolutely.
I'm like convinced that nothing will ever happen to me because nothing has. I don't know. I mean,
just be open. If you're convinced something won't go down, it won't. Time is on your side.
Let's hope so.
Yes.
Well, thank you for being on the podcast, Laurel.
Thanks, Emily. Happy to.
Bye.
Bye.
Ghosts to Show You is created and written by Emily Panic and Lillian Devane. The podcast is edited by Emily Panic. Our original theme song is by LP, and our artwork is by Paco Park. If you like the podcast, please rate and subscribe, and if you don't, then don't. Follow us on Instagram @ghosts to show you. Thanks again for listening. See you next time.